Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Thursday, September 30th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. Many of us, I believe, currently feel pretty powerless in the world. It's a result of the power of high tech, the power of government, the power of large corporations. But in reality, it's always been the individual who made the difference in human history. I want to start this episode where I'm going to end it, beginning and ending in the same place, because I think there's inspiration in today's podcast, and the inspiration is both historical and current. So, as I said, let me start where I intend to finish, and that is with Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. He is the young man who, not so young, he's 40 years old, but relatively speaking, who put a video out right after the day after, actually, our 13 service personnel were blown up in Afghanistan at Hamid Karzai Airport. And what he said on that video and on subsequent videos was that all he was seeking was accountability from the highest levels of officers in the military and from our president. He was seeking accountability for how we chose to withdraw from Afghanistan and accountability for what happened in that terror attack at the airport. The day after he posted the first video, he resigned his commission. Now, this is no insignificant soldier. This Marine was a 17-year veteran. He was honored and promoted repeatedly throughout his service. He was incredibly dedicated to the United States, to the military, to his job. He had done multiple tours in Afghanistan, I think five, if I'm not mistaken. He even was so entrepreneurial, in addition to his service, that he had started a business that sold a product that helped soldiers reintegrate into non-military society once they were done with their service. And whatever that product was, and at the moment I'm not going to go into describing it, it was carried at PXs throughout military bases in this country. And the day after he posted that first video and submitted his resignation was denied. It was not accepted. He was told that he serves at the pleasure of the president, and the president would tell him when he gets to leave the military. He doesn't get to decide. And on that same day, they removed his product from the 47 PXs where it was being sold. In addition, he's been in solitary confinement for the last several weeks since they arrested him. He's in the brig. He's in solitary. He can't talk to his parents. He can't have a pen, a pencil, a pad, a book, a laptop, nothing. They are doing everything they can to break this young man. And all he's asked for is accountability, which is what I think many Americans want over what happened and why we have left Americans still in Afghanistan, why we pulled the military out first. I'm starting with Scheller because, as I said in the opening, I believe in what's called the great man theory, and that is that individuals come along in the course of human history and they change the trajectory or they change the course by nature of who they are. And what makes them great is not their positions of power. It's not that they are the wealthy or the influential or the politically connected necessarily. It's that they have the courage of their convictions. And in a time when I think so many of us feel disempowered and unable to take on the bureaucracy and the government and the things that we see wrong happening in our country, I think it's important to reflect on some of those people because I think hearing their stories or being reminded of them is incredibly inspirational and will bring us back to Lieutenant Colonel Schiller. We all know Moses, familiar with the story. Jesus, familiar with the story. Two individuals who took on the power bases of their time. Joan of Arc. Rosa Parks in more contemporary time, in more modern times. Rosa Parks, who refused to sit in the back of the bus down in the South at a time when segregation was the norm. Martin Luther King, who took on the powers that be in a peaceful way. Todd Beamer, the young man who led the charge on United Flight 93 that caused the terrorists to crash that plane in Schwenksville, Pennsylvania, and thereby save probably the Capitol building from the same fate as the Twin Towers and the Pentagon. But there are others. There was a Tunisian street vendor, and all he wanted to be in his life was a street vendor. But he set himself on fire because of the oppression in his country, and that led to the inevitable downfall of a Tunisian dictator. Candy Leitner, who was the founder of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MADD, M-A-D-D, because her 13-year-old daughter was killed by a drunk driver. Candy Leitner, who changed the course of how we look at and deal with DUIs in this country. In 1989, an unnamed young man in Tiananmen Square, to this day we don't know his name, but he was internationally recognized and still is as the symbol of resistance to government oppression. Frank Wills, a name you may not know, who on June 17, 1972, in his position as a security guard at the Watergate condominiums and offices in Washington, D.C., walked past a door that had tape over the lock of a basement door, and he pulled the tape off, but he later saw tape over an office door, and he called the police, and the rest is history. It brought down a president, President Richard Nixon. Lily Ledbetter, who after 20 years at Goodyear working for that company, sued the company in 1998 for paying her less for her years of service to that company than her male co-workers. And although the case went to the Supreme Court of the United States and they did not rule in her favor, Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote a scathing dissent. And subsequently, the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act was passed in 1989 through Congress to address discrimination, wage discrimination against women. A woman named, I think her, the pronunciation is Yousafzai, she learned the importance of education from her father, who was a teacher at a girls' school. But when the Taliban in 2008 prohibited girls from going to school and she spoke out against it, they shot her in the left side of her head for standing up for what she believed in. She struggled to live, and she did. And later in England, when she recovered, she started the Malala Fund, which is a charity dedicated to ensuring that every girl has the opportunity to go to school. And at 17 years old, she became the youngest person ever to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. Irena Sendler, who in Warsaw in 1939, as a 29-year-old Polish social worker, offered frightened Jews food and shelter, and even pretended to be a nurse so she could get inside the Warsaw ghetto where the Jews were being sequestered. And she worked with the underground organization Zagora to help free roughly 3,000 Jewish children from a certain death sentence. In 1943, she was arrested and tortured by the Nazis, and through it all, refused to give up any information about those who were doing the rescuing with her. We live in a time when courage seems to be a particularly deficient quality. We are all being told to keep quiet and go along to get along. We are all being canceled if we dare speak up. If we don't want a vaccine that's experimental, we're targeted as the problem and ostracized and attempted through mandate to force us to take something into our bodies that we don't want to, when it's a very personal decision and should be made individually by each person for themselves. We are living in a time when oppression is creeping upon all of us, because government has grown too big and too powerful, and in conjunction with tech and private industry, large corporations, the individual is becoming smaller and smaller and less significant. But those people that I reminded you of are people who are proof. Their stories are proof, from Moses all the way to Stuart Scheller, the 17-year Marine veteran who was sitting in the brig in solitary confinement because he asked of his superiors nothing more than what is their obligation to do anyway, to be accountable for their acts. And I don't know about you, but I watched the Senate hearings questioning General Milley and Secretary Austin and what was his name? Schmidt? I forget the other one's name. And to a man, they were pretty adamant that they had told the president or recommended to them. They didn't say they told him because they can't reveal private conversations, but every one of them said their opinion was, not what they told the president, but their opinion, which they made known, they weren't shy about it, was that we should have left a force, a small force, 2,500 to 3,500 in Afghanistan, and we wouldn't have had the problem we had, at least not getting people out in the moment. We might have ultimately had a problem, but we wouldn't have had the fiasco and the disaster and the deaths and the incredible scenes we saw at Hekaya as people were desperately trying to get out and clinging onto airplanes, jets that were taking off, falling to their deaths, desperately trying to get away from the Taliban. That's all Scheller asked. So I would say this, with the ever-shrinking personal liberties and ever-shrinking privacy that we have through tech invasion of our privacy, that we are in a sort of revolution with our own government, and that Lieutenant Colonel Scheller is a prisoner of war. He is an American citizen who is a prisoner. He's a political prisoner. That Lieutenant Colonel Scheller is a political prisoner in his own country. He is an American citizen who is a political prisoner in his own country. Now today, 36 congressmen signed a letter demanding his release. And I don't know what the effect of that will be. I do know that today he was supposed to have a private hearing, no press or anyone allowed in except his counsel, I believe. And that hearing has been postponed till next week. Allegedly, they're working on some kind of a joint, either statement or resolution. But the bottom line is they want to prosecute him. They made him go through a psychological exam. They have, as I said, kept him in solitary confinement. They want to break him. They took his product out of the PX. They want to break him because they want him to be an example, and they want to dishonorably discharge him. They want him to be an example that if you speak up, we will make sure that you are harassed and made so uncomfortable and eventually broken that it isn't worth speaking up. It isn't worth standing. And I would quote Dietrich Bonhoeffer, as I often do, not to speak is to speak. Not to stand is to stand. Don't you dare shut up. You tell your children, if you have them, if they're old enough to understand, that they're living through history in the making. Show them what courage looks like. Show them what truth to power looks like. Tell them the story of Stuart Scheller. Let them see. Tell them. Let them watch the questioning of Austin and Milley. And let them see what weasels look like when under oath they skirt their answers. They deliberately won't respond to yes and no questions because they know they did wrong and they don't want to own responsibility. Show your children what cowardice looks like. And if you don't have children, show yourself what it looks like. Call your congressperson, call your representatives, call your senators. Demand that they stand and be heard, that Stuart Scheller be released, that he be allowed in the United States of America to speak his piece and to ask for nothing more than what is the legal, moral, and ethical obligation of his superiors anyway, whether he asks for it or not. And let's hold those people accountable, because the message we are sending, not only to people today who need to learn how to stand and learn how to speak, but the message we are showing our children, the future, is that there's no accountability for wrongdoing. And I could name other politicians who fall in the same category, but let's stick with what's in front of us at the moment. Let's stick with a president who said we wouldn't leave anyone behind. Let's stick with a president who said none of his military experts told him to leave a force behind when his military experts just testified to the contrary. Who's lying? Who needs to be held accountable? And why is it okay that no one is, but a 17-year veteran who has dedicated his life to this nation, who loves this nation, and who has done nothing wrong, is rotting at the moment in solitary confinement because the powers that be want you to be afraid to speak up for what is true? I do this podcast for one reason and one reason only. I was raised to think for myself. I was raised to speak for myself. And I was raised never to cower in the face of power. I share that message with you. It was ingrained in me. And I hand it over to you. And hopefully you will hand it over to your children. And hopefully you will begin to live it yourself. Call your congressman and demand. Call your representatives and demand that both the Senate and the House, Stuart Scheller, be released. He is, in fact, a political prisoner in the United States of America. I'm Carol Gold. Thank you for listening. This has been Think for Yourself. I'll be back here again on Monday.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.